Rupert of Hentzau, taken from the Memoirs of Fritz von Tarlenheim, by Anthony Hope. Chapter 1. The Queen's Goodbye. A man who has lived in the world, marking how every act, although in itself perhaps light and insignificant, may become the source of consequences that spread far and wide, and flow for years or centuries, could scarcely feel secure in reckoning that with the death of the Duke of Strelsau, and the restoration of King Rudolf to liberty and his throne, there would end, for good and all, the troubles born of Black Michael's daring conspiracy. The stakes had been high, the struggle keen, the edge of passion had been sharpened, and the seeds of enmity sown. Yet Michael, having struck for the crown, had paid for the blow with his life. Should there not then be an end? Michael was dead, the princess, her cousin's wife, the story in safe keeping, and Mr. Rassendyll's face seen no more in Ruritania. Should there not then be an end? So said I to my friend the Constable of Zenda, as we talked by the bedside of Marshal Strakenz. The old man, already nearing the death that soon after robbed us of his aid and counsel, bowed his head in assent. In the aged and ailing, the love of peace breeds hope of it. But Colonel Sapt tugged at his grey moustache, and twisted his black cigar in his mouth, saying, "You're very sanguine, friend Fritz. But is Rupert of Hentzau dead? I had not heard of it." Well said, and like old Sapt. Yet the man is little without the opportunity, and Rupert by himself could hardly have troubled our repose. Hampered by his own guilt, he dared not set his foot in the kingdom, from which, by rare good luck, he had escaped, but wandered to and fro over Europe, making a living by his wits, and, as some said, adding to his resources by gallantries, for which he did not refuse substantial recompense. But he kept himself constantly before our eyes, and never ceased to contrive how he might gain permission to return and enjoy the estates to which his uncle's death had entitled him. The chief agent, through whom he had the effrontery...